Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about you should be a gold digger. Now, this episode is something that, again, as we always say, is very, very controversial, because if you don't already know, a gold digger is classified to usually be a girl or a female in the relationship who usually looks for a man who actually has money. And being a gold digger has been connoted to being something bad over the years, because it almost implies that a girl will only be with a man if he has money, and as soon as he gets broke or as soon as he doesn't have that much money, then she will leave. And this just shows that the only reason why she's going with men is to buy herself those Gucci bags or to get herself enough money. And obviously, to some that can seem very shallow. However, we wanted to really discuss if financial stability and money is something that you should look for in a man. And of course, this is completely just a debate. And if you want to read, make sure to read the disclaimer in the description box below, because it relates to every single podcast episode of this series, including this one. But we're going to get right into the topic of if you should be a gold digger. And again, I know it's a very, very big, hefty phrase to say, because it's something connoted to be bad, but maybe it might actually be a good thing overall. So listen to this whole of the debate to make your mind up. So we're going to get right into the debate. And for this debate, the statement is you should be a gold digger. And for today's episode, I'll be for the statement you should be a gold digger. And my sister Fazana will be against the statement you should be a gold digger. So without any further ado, we're going to get right into the debate. And I guess my sister will be starting with the first point.
Thank you very much for this very heartwarming introduction. And I'm going to be starting off with my point. And before I say anything, I always say that our opinions, we're not sharing our opinions here. We are only discussing, and we bring our own arguments to the fore and against. So it never, ever implies that these are our own opinions. So let's get started with the first point. And the first point that I think that why gold diggers is not be something that every girl should be associated with and the girl should delete from the dictionary is because gold digger kind of implies that your whole life purpose is to just move from man to man and just have the best luxury stuff as much as possible without creating your own life and not creating your own independence, because you're wholly and fully dependent on men and what they're providing to you. And that's kind of very toxic, because in a way they're basically using men to give you things that A, you cannot afford, and B, because you're not bothered to go out there and work for it and get your own bags and stuff like that. So that kind of, that's what it implies. It shows that this kind of a girl's life's purpose is to make sure that she can find all those men who are, like, you know, hanging around in very rich bars, and they're going to these clubs, very high society clubs, where they can find all these men in suits and boots and stuff. And they're basically showing off all of their Rolexes, and, you know, they're basically dressing up in a certain way that they're portraying themselves in a very rich manner. They can go there, they can pose there, and they can find all these kind of men without having to do any hard work, except using their unfair advantage of beauty, maybe, or their figure, or how they look, their skin tone, or whatever that is. And I think that's quite toxic, because it kind of shows that, as I said, that life purpose is just to move from men to men, and they're not trying to really necessarily settle for something which is very very soulful, very committed, or something that is going to be staying for long. Because as long as that particular man is giving her everything, she's not going to leave him, obviously. But as soon as he says, oh, sorry, darling, I cannot really afford this for you this time, because, you know, I'm going through some recession or whatever, I don't know what he's going through, and then she just thinks, oh, so now you're not going to give me anything, okay, fine then, move on. So that's basically the type of situation that happens, and this is very toxic in my opinion, and this is why I think the gold digger is something that should not exist for all women.
Okay, so that was definitely a very, very, like, common thing that a lot of girls say about gold diggers and how they're using men, and obviously they leave them when they get bankrupt or broke. Well, I would have to really counteract the argument and by saying that having a man who has financial stability is a characteristic that I believe every girl should look for. And I clearly said a characteristic, which means that it can be one of the many characteristics that you want. And I don't think there is anything wrong with a girl setting standards for herself and a girl knowing what she wants in a man. Like, the more clearer you are, the better it is. And that is why you have to be really clear with what exactly you want. And if you're going to just like go in the streets and be like, oh yeah, I don't really know what type of guy I want, I don't think that is a good mindset either. There are a lot of girls who actually don't know what type of person they want, and they end up obviously marrying people or marrying a person who they genuinely didn't like because maybe they didn't even know themselves properly, so they couldn't select what type of person they want, and then eventually this can lead to divorces. So I would say it's much better to be a gold digger than to be a divorcee. That's like a very controversial statement right there, but I think that's absolutely true. And I would say that, as I've said, I think having money of a man is just one of the many characteristics. It doesn't mean, in my opinion, that every woman who wants financial stability is only looking for financial stability. Of course, having a good personality matters, having good wisdom, maybe taking care of their health. Those things can actually be very, very important as well. And I would say that this goes on to very nicely to my point for these 2 minutes, which is that it is very the harsh reality of this world, as much as we want to deny it, which is that a girl with looks is what a man wants and a woman likes a man with money. And it's basically like the same equality, if you get what I mean. And I think I'm just going to leave it at that because I feel like it explains my whole point. Because even though people like to say that looks don't matter, for you know, men say, oh yeah, I like a girl who looks nice and she's very kind, well please, you also want her to have for the looks. You have to be physically attracted to her. And just like that, for girls, you can say that, oh, I like a man, but like if he can't provide for you, then it's also a problem. So that would be my point.
Of course, that's absolutely true that men fall in love with women for the looks, and that's a very first big priority for them, because obviously if a girl is very good looking, that basically determines his high status in society and stuff like that. People are going to look up to him and so on. Like, how did he get that girl? Like, you know, these kind of questions come up. Obviously that's very true. However, I think gold digger is something which is very toxic in this world, because it creates this woman as some kind of a very shallow personality. They look like there's women that are very superficial. They're not looking for anything serious, as I said before, and that makes them look very shallow, very superficial, and something that is very fragile. And this is why I feel like men nowadays cannot trust with women that are very honest and they want something very long term, you know, committed, you know, written on the dotted line, you know, sign on the dotted line saying that yes, I commit to you. And they cannot trust those kind of women anymore because of all these you know, gold diggers around, and they cannot believe that which woman is actually, you know, doing this for my money and which one is doing this for because she loves me and stuff. So that creates this kind of stigma in men who are very rich, especially and the earning the billions, for example. How will they know if a girl is doing it for you know, for the money or for love? So that creates this kind of very big stigma, as I said before. And I don't blame men who are very rich for this, because it is very hard to find an honest woman nowadays, especially because of his wealth. And if that woman especially has done a lot of research on him before approaching him on a particular club or a society or whatever that might be. So I completely understand men in this kind of a case, which is why I think being a gold digger is a very, very big toxic thing now.
Okay, so I actually understood from your points that you said that being a gold digger is very superficial. Well, I don't think it is superficial to know your standards. I feel like that is something that every person should know, whether you're a male or a female. I'm not saying a male should have standards as well. I think they should. But I think especially girls are usually the ones who lose their standards first. So they lose themselves when they're in a relationship or when they are, you know, looking for a man. They will just sometimes they just accept the man how he is. And women are very good at just looking at the potential rather than the man themselves. So, you know, you need to understand that being with a man who is financially stable, as I already said in my previous point, is like a man having a good looking wife or a partner. So that's why I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I don't think it makes it superficial. And secondly is the fact about having trust. Well, I feel like if you can't trust your partner, in your relationship, then I feel like you're already in the wrong relationship, because we all know that, you know, to make a good, healthy relationship, you obviously need honesty, you need trust, and you need, you know, love as well. And trust is definitely one of the most important factors. So if you don't have trust because you think that, oh, like, you know, my wife is with me just because of my money, and if men have that mindset, then I think that is honestly their problem. They need to fix that themselves, because obviously I also think that men also have a certain, like, I think men just know when they like someone, I think personally. So I feel like if a man likes someone, they will definitely know it within themselves. They wouldn't be questioning that, oh, is this woman with me for my money? And also, I believe that my main point for these 2 minutes is the fact that I believe that, I think a man having long-term money that he has built up over the years shows some form of maturity and stability. Because I think if you are, for example, marry someone who is actually, let's say, your age, then obviously what this means is that they might have the same amount of life experience as you, same amount of education level as you, and the same amount of money as you. And there's nothing wrong with that. But surely I think that women usually do like men who have a little bit more life experience than them. This doesn't mean that they're more powerful than them, but it is nice to have a provider who knows what they're doing, has had a bit more experience, maybe does earn a little bit more so they can actually pay the bills. So I would say that long-term money shows that the man has also had life experiences, which also makes him more attractive in the process.
Of course, and I completely agree with that, that in some cases men have to be providers, and they should be providing, of course, because that's their primal duty, and that's kind of like what they're born to do in a way. And that's something I know we cannot deny on this debate. But I believe that sometimes what happens with these gold diggers and with these rich men, especially who have a lot of private jets, for example, or a lot of expensive watches, for example, is the fact that if they marry a gold digger, then what happens is that they're going to be losing half of their money or whatever they have or whatever they actually decided on a prenup. And prenup is usually like a kind of like an agreement before wedding, that whatever you, if in case a divorce happens, this is how much they're going to give you, basically, as a man to the woman. And if a woman is planning to marry a guy who's very super rich and she wants to do it only for the purpose of money, obviously she's going with the intention to increase that prenup as much as she can, so that when she divorces him in less than 6 months or 1 year time or 2 years time, then she can take all his money away. And that's actually a very waste of his hard work. And even if he didn't have to do hard work to get all that money, that's very disrespectful in my opinion, because even if it came from inheritance or nepotism or whatever that might be, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, that's his money that he should have been kept and to provide you more in a very good way, instead of you taking it away from him in a very wrongful way, which is by playing with his emotions or playing with his money and so on. And I think that's completely wrong with gold diggerism.
Well, I have to say that, again, going back to the point of divorce, I think it is very, very important to have a prenup, as you say, or like, you know, have an agreement that if this relationship does, you know, go into divorce, then obviously, like, this is the amount of money. I think it is good to be realistic and it is good to know what you want. But at the same time, I think that it is also not good to go into a relationship thinking that it's going to end up in divorce. And obviously, there are going to be some women out there and even some men out there who have bad intentions. And let's be honest, this podcast can also relate the other way around. There are going to be rich, successful women. For example, let's say Emma Watson, okay? She's a very rich and successful woman. And let's say, I actually genuinely don't know if she's single or taken at all, but pretend that she was single and she had all this money, then there's surely going to be men out there who also want her for her money. So it works the other way around as well. So that's why I feel like with divorce, again, it has to come with a level of trust. You need to trust that this relationship won't end up in divorce, and you do need to trust this. And also, I think that a man does have to do work for their money, and I think that that's what makes the relationship even more special. Imagine if a man actually had to work, since university, he graduated university and then he had to work, let's say, 3 to 4 years to save up money so he can buy a house. And then maybe 1 year before he got the house, he found a woman and then he settled in with her in the new house. I think that makes the house even more special in comparison to if he just, like, you know, just got the money and then, like, he didn't save up money at all because he felt like, oh, what's the point? Like, a woman's just going to marry me for my house. So, you know, I don't think men have this mindset. I think men do want to have a house. They do want to actually be able to provide. They do want to actually, you know, be able to show that they have these assets, and they do like to work hard for it, even if it takes them 3 to 4 years. I think guys like to take things slowly and to really, you know, take time with this. So I think personally, a masculine man would want to provide. And I think that is a huge one for me, because a gold digger is a woman who's looking for a masculine man to provide. And I think there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And it shows that the man is masculine.
And sometimes I feel like these kind of women who are gold diggers, basically, what they can do is ruin a perfectly perfect marriage that is going on between, let's say, a very high rich man with another rich woman or something like that. And they come in between and they just break off that marriage. And I think that's also very disrespectful, because maybe she has some qualities in terms of outer beauty that makes her very attractive to that rich man, and then he divorces his wife for that particular woman. And I think that's very disrespectful, number one. And number two, also, it shows that a gold digger is such a... being a gold digger is such a powerful tool to get whatever you want. And if it's misused, I feel like anything in this world, if it's misused too much, it can break a lot of relationships and families. Especially if, let's say, if that guy was married with 2 kids and, you know, he had a great wife and she was also, like, you know, a good homemaker and everything. If a gold digger finds out about this particular rich guy in her town, let's say, and she finds out about him, researches all about him, and she knows that he has a family and everything like that, and she does everything in a possible way to be able to lure him in and, you know, use all of his wealth and, you know, basically seduce him and stuff. So that can be very problematic situation, because then does that mean that now, let's say, if that gold digger is hired as an employee in his company, does it mean that he cannot hire good looking girls anymore, or, like, you know, girls that look at a certain way? So then he risks of being, you know, like, you know, being a gold digger. So being a gold digger, as you can see, it's just not about the money, it's just about so many things that can happen potentially if it goes wrong, if it's misused in a way. So that would be basically my point, which is that being a gold digger can actually break homes, marriages, and families.
Well, I don't think, first of all, you addressed my previous point. And the second thing, you just went straight into your own one. And the second thing is that I feel like that is absolutely could not be further from the truth, because that can also relate again to men. So if I go back to men liking looks of a woman, it's the same thing. A man could marry a woman for the looks, and as soon as she reaches 10 years later, and let's say she's getting a bit older, she might be getting more wrinkles, or suddenly she might get a specific disease or illness that, let's say, you know, God forbid, like, unfortunately, like cancer, for example, where she might lose her hair. Like, there are so many things that can happen to a woman, and click of the finger, the man leaves and the man just walks away. So I don't see why this should, if a man can do the same thing where a man finds the looks such a priority. And I think also a man knows that to a certain extent looks are temporary, which is why a lot of men just end up being single and they keep dating for the whole life and they don't settle down with one person. And if a man can do that, then why can't women to an extent? I'm not saying that everyone should date multiple people and never settle with one person. I'm definitely not saying that. But what I'm saying is that I feel like if a man can know that looks are temporary, then I think a woman going into a relationship also know that money is temporary. And if she realizes that after a year, that let's say a man has been broke, I think it's completely okay to support a man and to be like, look, I'll be there for you, I'll help you with your bills, I'll try my best to support you. But let's say after 1 year of being with a man who is literally not even being able to pay food for you, I don't think there is anything wrong with walking away if you know that you can have a better quality of life by walking away from this man. I think it's just like a man. If a man realizes that the wife is, like, maybe she doesn't take care of herself at all and she's completely losing herself, and let's say she becomes, like, you know, very unattractive, I think that a man kind of does have right to leave as well. And I think this applies with anything else, like even health, anything else. So that would be my point, which is that I think that definitely it's all going to be the same for both a man and a woman. It's kind of equal. And I don't think a gold digger, why is a gold digger making you stand out when everyone is doing this for every characteristic, not just money?
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. But at the same time, I realize one thing, which is that you talk about looks and everything, but I feel like looks is something that which is very temporary. And when it comes to money, of course, it's something which is very, like, long lasting, everlasting. Like, you want that wealth to be there forever with you, whatever that is. But looks is something that, you know what, it can come and go, because you can also do many things as well to make yourself feel good and everything like that. But I feel like gold diggerism is basically something that, I just made up this word, by the way, but gold diggerism is something that makes it look like women are easy for some reason. Like, women would do anything to make sure that that rich man basically takes them and gives them the wealth. That's what it feels like, and that's what it looks like in a way, that women are easy. They don't care if they're looking very you know, very weird and very low value, basically. So it also shows that women are very desperate in a way for the wealth, for money, so much that they would go to the very low extents of actually making sure that that rich man or masculine man or provider man can actually provide them with a lot of beautiful things, very luxurious things. And this can also misinterpret women who are actually not those. And that is when we rich men and, you know, masculine men and stuff like that, they feel very confused, as I mentioned before. And this is why gold diggerism has to be removed forever, so that women who are actually very honest, high value, and they're not looking for just for the money, that's not the first thing that they're looking for necessarily. Like, it isn't in the list. I'm not saying that it's not in the list. It's not like they're in the last two, but it's top two, but it should not be the first thing necessarily, because that creates a very unstable life and relationships for anyone, and for co-creation as well. So that will be my concluding remark.
Well, first of all, I would say that how can we differentiate between a woman who just wants a man for the money versus, which is known as gold diggerism, as your word is, or versus a woman who just wants a man who's financially stable? I don't think we can ever make really distinguishment, because if a woman suddenly leaves a rich man, people are going to be like, oh, she's a gold digger. When in reality, she might have supported him her whole life, and she's still just, you know, she hasn't been getting her needs met in terms of maybe, for example, she might not have enough trust with him. Maybe he's being really rude to her. There might be so many other reasons that no one knows. And that's why, for example, I think it was Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, when they split up, a lot of people might have like thought that, oh, Melinda Gates was planning all this while. Mm-hmm. When in reality, they might simply actually have had strains in the relationship or lost attraction. So, and I also think there is absolutely nothing wrong with a woman using, not necessarily using, but like I would say, for example, the how you said about using the looks, for example, to like be able to attract men. Like, if women have beauty, like that is how God created us. Like, women are considered to be the more attractive sex, if that makes sense. So that is why, like, I don't think a woman, now obviously there is a limit to this. Obviously, I'm not saying that women should go to the extremes with this, but I think if a woman, for example, wears a nice dress, and she makes herself feel good by looking nice, and then she goes out and let's say men are attracted to her, I don't think there is really anything wrong with that. And also, I think the last point that I wanted to say for these 2 minutes is that having more money or having a man who has money, obviously if you earn yourself as well, it means that you guys can both create more opportunities for yourself. So for example, you can go on better holidays like luxury resorts, or you can go to, you know, ice skating or any other opportunities, go to another country. You can do all of these things. So if you go with a man who doesn't have much money, you're not going to be able to get these opportunities. And a lot of people want this dream life where they can actually go to other countries. These are things that they dreamt their whole life. So why should we have to sacrifice them just because we marry a man who doesn't have much money? And I also think not having that much money does create strains. Like, for example, if you don't have money, a man can't go to the gym. If he can't go to the gym, he might, for example, become overweight. And that can also cause strains in the relationship, where the woman might be like, oh, you're not taking care of yourself. And that can cause so many more fights. So money is definitely a huge factor. And I don't think that is a bad thing. So obviously, that was our podcast debate all about you should be a gold digger. I hope this has helped you ladies out. And, you know, definitely make sure to, and gents, if you're listening. So please make sure to definitely tell us in Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, what your thoughts on this topic, any last ideas or final thoughts you have on this.
I think it was a very wholesome debate.
Definitely. I think that is definitely, as we always say in nearly every podcast episode, definitely makes you like problem solve on the spot, because, you know, you have to like, even though, as my sister said, we write down the points, we have to really like think about what we're going to respond on the spot. So yeah, we really hope you've enjoyed this debate, and we hope that you listen to next week's debate or the next podcast debate.
We really hope they have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, zurbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.